This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John Draper, the undisputed father of hacking, is going to be joining us to talk about why hacking is important in the state of the world. Got some pretty important things to say. Of course, I've known about who this guy is for 25 years. I'm not even a techie, so we're honored that he reached out to us and wants to come on the show and is a listener. So we'll be hearing from him, his take on Snowden, you name it. He's the original guy hacking into telephones and teaching people how to do it, and not so much to listen to people, but how to use the telephone networks for free. So that is coming up in the second hour. We are going to have open phones in the first, second, and third hour. Obviously, in the second hour for our guest, if he wants to take calls. We're going to cover a lot of news that I haven't gotten to the last few days. I was digging through the stacks. It's really super important, but also all the latest breaking news and information. I want to focus some on the huge midterm elections. The big elections that are coming up next week, we're going to have probably a 7-8 hour marathon transmission on InfoWars Nightly News next week. InfoWars Nightly News is going to run from 6 o'clock probably up till midnight or past that. Not so much even covering the results, though we'll be doing that, but looking at the propaganda, watching for election fraud, airing a lot of special reports that are being produced right now, and interviewing some guests live. So, and of course, I'll be hosting much of that with the rest of the reporters and some of our investigative journalists and special guests next week. We're going to have some expanded nightly news transmissions later this week into Monday ahead of the big midterm elections. Where to begin? When we come back from break, there's some articles here that really illustrate where we are in the United States versus the rest of the world. Australia has issued a blanket visa ban on Ebola-hit countries. So they've issued a visa ban. That's how you stop people from coming in. Hey, you aren't a citizen. You live in one of these countries ravaged by Ebola, with the UN saying there could be up to 1.4 million cases by the end of the year. You're not going to run here. That's just a default common sense thing to do. France has done it. England's done it. Bunch of the Arab countries have done it. The African countries have done it. But the United States can't do it. Now, that story with this report that I saw 2 weeks ago on Drudge, I think it was the Washington Beacon on Drudge. I saw this 2 weeks ago on Drudge. Here it is, Fox News. Lawmaker claims plans may be in pipeline. Now, I've heard the Democrats talk about it, to bring non-citizens to the U.S. for Ebola treatment. See, they've got to overthrow common sense and just flaunt everything in our face and send the message out there that you want to come have your baby for free? You got a bunch of felonies? You want to come here and kill two cops? Come on. You want to rape and kill? Come on. You want to be above the law? Come here. This is the happy hunting ground with a bunch of dumb sheep. Come join the globalists in overthrowing the country. White House pushes back on state Ebola quarantines, continuing to say, don't you dare hold anybody that shows signs of Ebola. You let them go. But then cases that look like they are Ebola are being disappeared. See, it's very complex what's going on. The Daily Mail's reporting what we've been reporting for years. Ebola can survive on surfaces for almost 2 months. Tests reveal certain strains survive for weeks when stored at low temperatures. That's the bad news, is this is happening as the winter comes. The Army's own report from several years ago says their tests show it is airborne. I'm going to say that again, in below 45 degrees. It's like a vampire. And if it gets in bright, direct sunlight, it's vaporized. But the sun is sinking. The Earth's tilt is away. And so the long, dark winter is approaching as our borders and our airports are wide open. And Obama is advertising that America's a giant Ebola trash can.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Tuesday, the 28th day of October 2014. We are here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have the father of hacking joining us in the second hour to talk about all the latest Snowden revelations and more. By the way, I've always said that Snowden is a clearinghouse for WikiLeaks with a whole bunch of leakers. And then he basically just takes the blame. There's no way one contractor, the way that stuff's compartmentalized, is getting all this data. Just like Bradley Manning was a cutout. And I'm not sure exactly for what group or agency. I'm not saying Snowden's bad. A white hat group in government, I'm not sure. But they're using them as clearinghouses to get the intel out. And the FBI's now raided someone's an NSA person's house saying they believe that this is one of the people that was actually putting stuff out in Snowden's name. So that's the bottom line on that front. But also by having these limited leakers that don't release everything they've got, it does put them under suspicion of blackmail. I'm not saying Snowden's blackmailing people. He's more of a figurehead in all this. But you look at some of the organizations involved, the Democratic Party, Soros is involved behind the scenes in some of it. It's selective leaking, clearly. And then Snowden says he has info that will bring down the U.S. government. Well, what is the U.S. government to Snowden? Is it the Republic? Is it the Democrats? Is it the Republicans? Is it certain groups? I like the line in Captain America where he says, we're going to release everything, all of Hydra's secrets. And the director, who's really the head of Hydra, goes, the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. goes, you're going to release all the S.H.I.E.L.D. secrets too. The only way to release this stuff is all of it. Selective releasing is very destructive to freedom when you look at it long term, because it's only being used to burn certain groups, and it's only being selectively released to create an illusion, a delusion versus the reality. So that's why I think more leaking is the way to go. People have to decide what they're going to leak, obviously. If it's a police investigation of serious organized crime and it looks like the police aren't violating the Constitution, Bill of Rights, then why would you want to leak something classified? But if government, say, is covering up for DynCorp or Halliburton running white slavery rings, which they've been caught doing over and over again, then leak it, which people did leak it back in 2004, 2005. So it was in the Chicago Tribune. It was even in the New York Times. People sat there reading articles about 10,000 little girls loaded on different defense contractor aircraft and being disappeared. Yes, that needs to be leaked. People need to be arrested and executed as well. Of course, that wasn't done. Because stuff like this is so horrible, they can't ever allow a prosecution, because then that would take everybody down the rabbit hole into what kind of system is this where you got trillions of narcotics being flown around every year, $500 billion in the U.S. alone. You got giant child kidnapping rings run by shadowy groups that sit inside government like Russian dolls. It is not the government or major corporations per se that are evil. It is the compartmentalization, the complexity, and the managerial groups that are part of this global interlocking corporate directorship of mafias that won't stop any other form of corruption that is in with their network. And they'll only use law enforcement selectively to shut down stuff that isn't part of their network. Or is part of their network at a low level, but it's almost like a layoff program for the low-level criminals to put them into the criminal justice system to make sure they're slaves and don't have any credibility in the system to ever report on corruption above them. I've studied the system very, very closely, and it's a free market of evil. Why does it work so well? Because it's a competition in corruption and evil and cunning and manipulation. And they've developed over time systems of fraud to burn the underlings and to build giant prison grids and to corrupt the rest of society, all the time posing as the defenders and the saviors that are fighting the crime wave. It is a fact nationwide, it's a major news item, that police departments nationwide are releasing hundreds of thousands every few months of illegals that have huge felony records and 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or more identities. And they call the feds and say, please come pick them up. And the feds say, no, release them. Just type in the headline, police departments or jails releasing felony illegals. And they're above the law. Just like the illegal that shot two cops dead last week in Northern California. Just shot him deader than a hammer. And this guy had been arrested for drug dealing, for assault, been deported repeatedly, and he just gunned down two cops. And think about this. If a county or city even calls the feds now, because there's a computer record of it, then the Democratic Party lines up and goes in and tries to unseat the sheriff or the mayor or the county commissioners, even when they're Democrats. And the Democrats in local areas are saying, wait a minute, I mean, this guy's a rapist, or this person's an arsonist. This person killed a bunch of people in Mexico, and now here. And they'll say, we don't care. Release them. And if you don't, we're going to have you thrown out of office. That's a mafia power, a hardcore power that's hard to deal with. It's over the top. Just like they're now announcing that Obama does intend to bring massive Ebola patients into the United States for treatment here and obvious exposure and spreading it. People say that makes no sense. It's a campaign killer. He doesn't care. He's a lame duck. It's about bringing the country down. Meanwhile, Australia has now joined many European countries, many Arab countries, Middle Eastern countries, and every other African country. Australia issues blanket visa ban on Ebola-hit countries. Reuters, Sydney, Australia came under fire. Oh, under fire. Oh, my goodness. Tuesday, for health experts and rights advocates, after it issued a blanket ban on visas from West African nations affected by Ebola outbreak, making it the first rich nation to shut its doors to the region. That's not true. They've been banning flights and visas and not issuing the visas. So, see, this is how Reuters goes, and they closed the hatch on the submarine before they submerged, or they saw their neighbor's house on fire and they called the fire department. Oh, they're so discredited. Ted Cruz said Obamacare would raise your premiums and have death panels. He's been proven totally right. He's so discredited. Alex Jones predicted airborne Ebola in Rolling Stone in 2011. He's a kook. Alex Jones said 2 plus 2 equals 4. Isn't that funny? See, it's just this mind game they play where, oh my gosh, Australia isn't going to let people in out of these five countries. They're banning visas from them. Meanwhile, Fox News reports lawmaker claims plans may be in the pipeline to bring non-citizens to the U.S. for Ebola treatment. A top Republican congressman claims the Obama administration is exploring plans to bring non-U.S. citizens infected with Ebola to the United States for treatment. Representative Bob Goodlatte, Republican Virginia, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News that his office had received information from within the administration, close quote, that these plans are being developed. So far, only American Ebola patients have been brought back. In the past, you didn't do that, to the U.S. for treatment from the disease epicenter in West Africa. Goodlatte warned that expanding the policy could put the country at more risk. Really? Next, the headline will be, Congressman discredited. Of course we need to bring Ebola in. Remember last week, Joe Biggs, or 2 weeks ago, this is a week and a half ago to be technical. I should just say recently. Recently, Joe Biggs went out in Austin. They talked to 30 people at UT on the street, University of Texas. 17 said bring Ebola patients in from African countries who aren't even citizens. And what was it? 7 or 8 of them said they wanted to house them in their own homes and read stories to them and take them to UT football games. In fact, it was October 17th, so a little less than 2 weeks ago. Students signed a petition to bring Ebola into U.S. And Biggs talks to a nursing student. She's like, oh, absolutely, it's racist. Bring them in. That's right. Bring in unlimited people to have their babies for free. Nobody else does that. Mexico doesn't do that. Let felons come in and stay. Don't even deport them if they're a felon. Oh, you're a rapist? You're a drug dealer? Sure, stay. And then have no refusal, federally funded, rights-violating checkpoints where they take people's blood with these rubber stamp warrants that have been proven to be frauds. But in some areas, they don't even do warrants. They just take your blood in Arizona and Colorado. That's the first place it started a decade ago federally. Now it's happening here in Austin the last 5 years. And, you know, Acevedo sits in here getting his federal grants all day saying it's for the greater good, the greater safety. You can sit outside bars and see drunks drive off and see them run over the line. You have probable cause, pull them over. And I want them off the streets. I've been driving home several times and seen somebody swerving side to side, clearly drunk. I call 911 on them. I called 911 when I was driving to San Antonio to give a speech about a month ago. This person was obviously drunk out of their mind. I looked at them. They almost hit me twice. They were swerving all over the road. They started driving about 100 miles an hour. I called 911. I didn't see cops pulling them over. Probably couldn't catch them or whatever. I mean, I don't want people that are hardcore drunk out there, you know, driving around. But this is all about money generation, all about power grabs. And we've got some good news on that front that I'll get back into Ebola in detail. Sheriff's Office refuses to participate in future blood draw checkpoints. Backlash prompted by InfoWars story. They show that on the news. Controversial, no refusal, DUI stop. That's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to cover this local story out of Ohio because it shows the power of the people. There were spontaneous demonstrations.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
I've been meaning to play this for 2 days. And so I'm going to play it now before I get into this DWI checkpoint story. This is Hillary Clinton basically saying what Obama said a few years ago, that if you have a business, you didn't build that, somebody else did it. And see, they have to wage war against reality because what they're doing is so obviously corrupt and destructive, and the fruits of it are degradation, poverty, injustice, corruption, you name it. So Hillary Clinton, businesses don't create jobs. That's why socialist and communist systems are such hellholes, because the government creates the jobs. And you don't have the free choice to shop where you want or open the business you want. It's so fundamental what they're doing. It's so over-the-top evil. But they got to break the ice and say your kids don't belong to you. They got to break the ice and say your house doesn't belong to you. It's not enough to pay property tax on this rent. She's got to get up there with her freaky constituents. What a cult of fruits. And say, businesses don't create jobs. Yes, individual risk, going out in the economy is the engine of it. Everyone knows that. But they've got to assault it because they are against reality. And it's got to fall for them to rise. We've got to implode so they can build on its ashes their hellhole. Where Obama goes to Africa and says, you can't have air conditioning or you can't have a car. What? Why didn't he say we can innovate and create clean cars and better air conditioning? No, it's just you just can't have it. Live in a shack. I'm going to fly off now on this high-tech jumbo jet. They are fundamentally the scum of the earth while saying they want to give you prosperity when their own manuals say they want you bankrupt. The first 50 years of the income tax, they didn't even tax poor people, folks. Obama raised taxes on poor people. I want to throw up. Let's go to the Hillary clip. Here it is.
Don't let anybody tell you that, you know, it's corporations and businesses that create jobs.
Oh.
You know, that old theory, trickle-down economics. That has been tried. That has failed.
As if trickle-down economics is the definition of a business, too. Just that term, where they had huge tax cuts for giant corporations that turned their back on the U.S. and moved to China with the tax cuts. And now they're just completely gone. But see, they'll always call something that isn't capitalism, capitalism, to put it down. They don't go up against the real thing. They build a straw man. They don't beat up Mike Tyson in a heavyweight fight in 1989 when he was at his peak. They go and build a straw man that's just made of sticks and straw and beat it up and say, I just defeated Mike Tyson, heavyweight champion of the world. That's what they do. They play mind games. They sit there and they define things for everybody. Now, here's some good news on these unconstitutional, federally funded. That's why these are so bad. Is they've got local police all over the country running these checkpoints. And then when you turn off them or you don't want to be searched, then, oh, we're going to take you in and take your blood. But you can't have the prior stop, the Supreme Court's ruled, to then try to see someone evade something so you then have probable cause. You've got to get it on your own. And if they want to stop drunk drivers, folks, I could go out on Friday night and drive around with a cell phone and call 911 15 times. I can find drunks everywhere. They just want to mail everybody. Oh, you had one beer? You had two beers? We're going to ruin your life now. But, oh, my goodness, we're not going to take the illegal to jail. Let's go to part of this newscast, WHIO.
No refusal checkpoints are nothing new. Montgomery County had one on Wayne Avenue Friday as well. But when a libertarian radio host blogged about the one in Clark County, it got a lot of attention, drawing protesters from around the state who believe these no refusal checkpoints are unlawful search and seizures.
It's a Fourth Amendment problem. Very much so.
And if this is not a positive event, then we need to find another way to do our job, create an environment of public safety, and I'm intending to do that.
Sheriff Gene Kelly, great. So he's not going to participate. Other counties are looking at not participating and getting the federal money. That's what it's about. Asset forfeiture seizure. The feds pass laws that the states can't do it so that only the feds can do it, and then they give like 75 to 85 or more, depends on the case, back to the cops directly in their cop shop. incentivizing cops going out and taking money for people that have done nothing wrong. Now the IRS is shaking down business owners, taking their bank accounts with no proof of fraud. This is illegal. But if they set the precedent, they'll go, no, it's not. We have to say no to this. This is the camel's nose under the tent flap, but now the camel is inside. Stay with us. We got something special coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus Is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. Do you understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Jakari Jackson put that piece together, and now look how it's mainstream news that our own government, we should do an updated version, is running and arming al-Qaeda, renaming it ISIS, and then making our military go fight them. Oh, our military is fighting real terrorists and dying in many cases. But the globalists above that funded it so they'd have a pretext to have trillions in weapons production and sales, hundreds of billions in money laundering, and control and destabilization of the planet. They destabilized the Middle East, bringing al-Qaeda in with Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar. They destabilize the U.S. by shutting off our power plants, opening the borders, and telling the world, well, no matter what virus you've got, no matter what disease you've got, come here, we'll pay for it all, and we won't even pick up felons. We won't even pick up criminals and bank robbers. When they're illegal aliens, we'll order the police to release them. Well, it's time to start saying no. We are living in a science fiction movie. It's so wild what's going on. I don't know, I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it again, how anybody could say they were bored. Or how people could go spend all their time watching football. Or spend all their time doing petty things when huge real things are going on. Now listen, if you spent a few hours a day fighting tyranny, I would get wanting to go watch football. Or I would get wanting to go to the Caribbean. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch a football game, or you shouldn't want to go on a trip, or you shouldn't want to go have fun, or go play poker with your buddies, or, you know, if your ladies go out and do whatever you're doing, get your nails done, go play golf or whatever, or tennis. It's that that's all people do, or they're too busy taking care of their kids and working 3 jobs. Meanwhile, they're giving people vaccines all over the country directly linked to all these mystery illnesses and paralysis and kids dying. All these super bugs are coming across the border. And now the Border Patrol came out last week and said, get ready for a super surge. Of course, first wave gets in, gets all the services. They call home and say, yeah, come up to Norte. It's all free. And I'm not talking about Norte from Mexico. Mexico's El Norte to Central and South America. And those places are scary. Very scary. I challenge you to go down there. I've been down there. Won't be going back. There's some areas in Chile. There's some areas, you know, that are nice, beautiful, some of the most beautiful places in the world. But if you're not out in a rural area, man, I tell you, the big cities and Guatemala, period, is like the kidnapping capital of the world. It's so frightening. And that's all coming here. And you go talk to the illegals, they go, yeah, we're fleeing socialism and the kidnapping and the murders and everything, and we're here to get free health care. We played that video yesterday. Well, don't you understand how they make it collapse here? Well, yes, but I'll do okay until it does. At least they know what's going on. I don't blame people trying to flee that. Just like I don't dislike water. I like water. But if a dam breaks and I'm under 100 feet of it, I'm going to die. Water's great to drink. Water's beautiful. Water's nice. You got to have it to live. But you take hundreds of millions of people all over the world, not just the Middle East, Africa, China, Eastern Europe, they're just pouring in and getting on the dole and becoming political vassals of the Democratic Party. And the Republican leadership's part of it. They've all invested in China and India. They just want to get sold out. They don't care. They're going to live behind big, armored, gated communities. This is a planned program on record. Because it's easy to break things. It's easy to cheat. It's easy to bring down countries. It's hard to be honest and build something and work with folks and to be chivalrous. Look at this article that I didn't get to for 2 days. I'm going to mention it now. GMOs may be to blame for spike in kids suffering from inflammatory bowel disease. Now, I read an article like this by Christina Sarich, who does a great job for Infowars.com. A lot of her articles get linked on Drudge and everywhere else. Excellent writer. One of the largest studies to date conducted by researchers from the University Hospital Case Medical Center, Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, has found a dramatic increase in inflammatory bowel conditions, IBD, in children in the U.S. last decade, likely due to eating GMOs. In fact, guys, I meant to cover this yesterday. Will you re-pull me the article about it making the pigs die? Same corn, pigs die. Of course, I didn't need to know about a study. I have a lot of friends and family in farming and ranching, and they remember 15 years ago they would not buy the BT corn, even though it's cheap for the pigs, because a lot of their pigs would swell up and die. And by the way, pigs can eat anything. But when pigs start losing weight and pigs have diarrhea all the time, an irritable bowel that's on the rise, farmers were like, hey, I'm not going to feed this to my hogs anymore. I don't know what it is, but it's killing the pigs, Alex. Eat right about your shows. I'm killing them pigs. And by the way, I'm not making fun of some of my friends and family. That's how they are. I mean, they're good people. But that's how they talk. And I'm a city slicker from Dallas. So I talk like this, see? But I am of hillbilly stock big time. But that's what I'm getting at here, is that I had family who were farmers 15 years ago say, you got to talk about these GMO crops. They're killing the hogs. All they know is they lose money. So that's what's going on this front. And I see this article. I remember all the other German studies, you name it, on honeybees dying. They would find gut disorders in their little tummies when they would come feed off the pollen from BT corn being planted in Europe and the United States. It would kill the honeybees. That's a cocktail of things killing them, pesticides and other things. There's another report out. Pesticides are causing farmers to become suicidally depressed. Farmers who use insecticides 90% more likely to be diagnosed with depression. And guys, there's a typo right there in the headline. Likely to be diagnosed. Probably the computer did that. But there's that report. It goes through that study. While the incidence of irritable bowel disorder has caused many hospitalizations, the reason behind the disease are unclear, except for one culprit, the consumption of genetically modified ingredients. This, mostly from school lunches, eating processed GMO foods at the time in restaurants. And then they go over what the study found. In the Journal of Investigative Medicine, there has been a 65% increase in IBD hospital discharges from 2009 alone. The number increased from 11,928 in 2000 to 19,568 in 2009. This is the latest numbers because it took 3 years of the study or 4 years. IBD refers to inflammatory conditions associated with irritation of the colon and small intestine. As you may recall, Danish farmers noticed the same problem in their pigs who were fed GMO feed. They were affected so badly their guts were bleeding in many cases, and they were also suffered increased fertility issues. Yeah, can't have babies anymore. Gee, Bill Gates and Monsanto come out with this. All they talk about is reducing fertility in humans, and then the pigs can't have babies. In research also conducted in Italy, mice fed Monsanto's BT corn showed a wide range of immune responses. Look, I'm going to stop right there, but let me just explain something. This is just one form of GM, one of the oldest, been around 30 years. There's a whole bunch of different types that either grow their own pesticides. I'm sure you've heard that they're, the, quote, corn crops. Farmers are gearing up right now to produce the new Ebola vaccines with corn. People say, well, how is that happening? The corn grows the virus. Okay? The corn grows the virus. I'm going to say it again. The corn grows the virus, then they go attenuated, or it's attenuated in the corn. Well, that ever gets airborne. Remember Protegen back in 2000 was growing in Texas, open-air HIV corn? Corn's the favorite. And then they engineer the corn to grow it inside the corn so they can extract it. Well, they're now doing that here. But that's not BT. BT is where they take a naturally occurring fungus or bacteria, it's both, they have two different types, based system. And they then produce corn that we eat. This is not pharmacological. It is pharmacological, but they don't advertise it as that. It's for corn chips, corn tortillas, fillers, cereals, you name it. Almost all GM corn is BT. And then you eat it, and it's got, on average, 1,000 times the deadly fungus. That at 1% out of 1,000 is enough to keep bugs from eating it, and it kills them. They soup it up to 1,000 times on average. That's the average increase. That corn is planted, and then you eat something with a natural pesticide in it at 1,000 times what you were supposed to eat. Now, do you think you're going to have some intestinal problems? I know in the last 5-6 years, probably, let's not exaggerate, 50 people I know or know well who are young, below the age of 40, mainly women who have gotten colon cancer. Everywhere I go, it's raised money for children with cancer. Kids 50 years ago didn't get cancer. Look it up. We are being murdered by weaponized food. So see, that's what signing on to this system does, and it's all hidden. Spy tech in your phone, spy tech in your smart kitchen, GMO tech in your corn. What does Gates admit he's coming out with? Vaccines in the food so you can't avoid them. Oh, thank you, you piece of garbage. Oh, you're an open eugenicist. Do you understand what they've done? And so, of course, you can have Rolling Stone make fun of me or Nightline. But you idiots that write at Rolling Stone, you people at Nightline, you're all going to end up having deformed kids, too, or brain-damaged kids, or kids that get cancer at 10. I mean, why don't you wake up, people? You're not immune from all this. I'm right. I don't want to be right. I don't want this to happen anymore. Buckley Hammond put together with our crew this My Ebola piece, and I think it illustrates in a very sad but humorous way that Obama does own Ebola. The collectivists, they're open borders, they're doing it on purpose. It's his Ebola. And here is the music video, My Ebola. Here it is.
My Ebola. My Ebola. Younger mind, my eye.
Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu.
If there were any risk, I would not expose myself or my family. I'm wearing the same shirt I was when I was in the car with that family.
There is zero risk. I said it. There it is. I shouldn't say that. There's no risk.
When you gonna get to me, get to me? It's just a matter of time. Ebola is just a destiny.
Ebola, Obola, 2014. Buckley and McBrain actually worked on that. It was actually Itchy Richie and the Weird Dimensions that actually wrote that and put that out. It's even more powerful if you're a TV viewer, not just a radio listener. So in the next hour or so, we'll post it to the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. And though I'm in Texas and a lot of you are in New York, we're facing very real danger. 1.4 million people set to get it by UN computer models. We have to illustrate that it is Obama's Ebola now that he's left the borders open, told the states not to quarantine, turned off all the defaults, criticized Australia and other countries for doing their job. It is now his Ebola, very serious situation, but illustrated by humor. In the video, music video, My Ebola, we show the little Obama character in the hazmat suit whispering in Obama's ear, whispering in the Texas judge's ear, in the Texas commission's ear to say there's zero chance of it spreading and it's so safe. The Army's own reports, even the New York Times, admit that it's airborne basically for weeks now, they're saying, in cold weather. Actually, months. So it's not 3 feet, it's not 20 feet, it's months. And we said that it might be airborne in cold weather 2.5 months ago and were royally excoriated and demonized by dinosaur media, which our ratings only exploded, the visitors only exploded, the support only exploded. Please continue to attack me. Please continue to make stuff up about me. Please. You people aren't trusted or liked. Please continue to add to our credibility. Not just the fact that we were right, but that you're saying we're wrong and then you're proven wrong again. Thank you. Thank you. See, we're not trying to lie to people here like you do. We try to tell the truth. We try to get it right. When we're incorrect, we will correct it every time. And proudly do so. Because I wish I was wrong about this Ebola. I wish I was wrong about this out-of-control government. I wish I was wrong about all of it. Believe me. I'm on a mission to try to dial this back. To try to have a future for my children. Not because I'm a hero. That's why don't call me and thank me. Everything I've got is because my forebears didn't lay down and didn't like to be pushed around. Everything we've got is because of inventors and people taking risk and building. I'm just admire a few years ago that space jump that NASA did. And they had private folks do it as well. From miles and miles and miles up in the air from space. Just the boldness of it. To push the envelope. You can say what you want about Christopher Columbus. He did terrible things, but that was going on worldwide at his time. He was a creature of his day. Or Leif Erikson, or the folks that came across the Bering Strait land bridge tens of thousands of years ago. This is what humanity is all about, trailblazing, expanding, inventing, teamwork, individualism. And that's why when you hear statements from Hillary that you didn't build your business and businesses don't hire people, you know who ends up destroying businesses? Socialist and communist governments. You know who centralizes businesses and hurts productivity and brings in tyranny and oppression? Fascism. You know what your own mentor, Carol Quigley at Georgetown Hillary, said, and you read his book, he wrote about it in the late 60s, how great it was. His plan for world government as the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group on record was to bring in a worldwide totalitarian system. He said, as the historian of this group, I'm so proud of our plan, I want to publish it. And he said, we work with fascist, communist, socialist, dictators, as long as it's centralized, that's what we're going to create as a worldwide tyranny, because tyranny knows best. And that's what you are, a disingenuous, evil, swollen liar. When you watch that video, can we cue it back up, of her saying businesses don't create jobs?
Don't let anybody tell you that,
Look at her rubbing her hands together like a rat.
It's corporations and businesses that create jobs. You know, that old theory, trickle-down economics, that has been tried, that has failed.
You know, in life and in business, you, as you get older, you learn to go off your guts, your instincts, and what people have done in the past. And I look at Hillary. If she showed up at my office trying to sell me something, I'd say, get out of here, con artist. The body language is of a predator, an arrogant psychopath who doesn't care and is disconnected from reality. Like when she put Al-Qaeda over Libya and killed 50,000 people now, and she said, we saw he died. Well, even if you're killing people, you don't brag about it. And she was rubbing her hands together there. This is a really evil person. You can look at Hillary. Not just all her actions, not just all the things she's done. You can look at a peach with a bunch of worms coming out of it. It fell off the peach tree onto a cow patty and tell you don't want to pick that up and put it in your basket. I've actually been picking peaches out in the cow pasture before, you know, been picking some up on the ground that fell, and it'd be like, a little secret about it is scorpions like to hunt around peaches on the ground. Out at my house, we got a peach orchard, or not an orchard, but it's like 15 trees, all the plums and stuff, and she'll go out there to get them, and there's just scorpions. Like, there'll be 20, I'll shoot a video of that for YouTube, it'll go viral. Just scorpions everywhere sitting around the peaches under the trees, but there'll also be, you know, cow patties and things. But the point is, you can judge a tree by its fruit because it falls off, it's got worms in it, but you can see a good piece of fruit and reach up and get it and say, oh, this tree has good fruit. The tree that Hillary, it basically symbolizes, puts off ugly, stinking, poisonous fruit that's killed a bunch of people. Everything she does is a fraud. So now she's saying we got to control our borders, the Second Amendment's good, and they have news headlines like Democrats are asking Hillary if she really means it. Remember the foreign minister of Canada back in 2007? Canadians and people were worried about Obama and some of the things he was saying about NAFTA and GATT being bad for America. And the minister came out to the news and said, don't worry, Canadians, he is your savior too. He said it was all just politics. And of course, there were similar statements about Bush, where his political advisor said that as well. Hillary is up there saying that she's this big libertarian now. It's a total joke. We're going to break. Please don't forget, with all the stuff going on with immune systems, all the challenges that are happening right now, it is essential and key for all of us to boost our natural defenses. I do that with Lung Cleanse, DNA Force, Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, InfoWarsLife.com, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, all of it cutting edge. You've heard the right reviews. Or 888-253-3133. To call as well. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. I'll get you to the main site. 10% off promo code
Thank
water on water filters. 5% off with promo code now. Now on all the supplements. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.